10. In the Gin Puppy Saloon, a few rickety storefronts back in the direction from which they'd come, they found chairs which would still bear their weight, but neither woman had any taste for the saloon itself, which smelled of dusty death. They dragged the chairs out to the boardwalk, where Mia sat with an audible sigh of relief.
"Soon," she said, "soon you shall be delivered, Susanna of New York, and so shall I."
"Maybe, but I don't understand any of this. Least of all, why you're rushing to this guy Sayre when you must know he serves the Crimson King."
"Hush," Mia said.
She sat with her legs apart and her huge belly rising before her, looking out across the empty street.
"'Twas a man of the king who gave me a chance to fulfill the only destiny Ka ever left me. Not Sayre, but one much greater than he. Someone to whom Sayre answers. A man named Walter."
Susanna started at the name of Roland's ancient nemesis. Mia looked at her, gave her a grim smile.
"You know the name, I see. Well, maybe that'll save some talk. Gods know there's been far too much talk for my taste already. It's not what I was made for. I was made to bear my chap and raise him, no more than that, and no less."
Susanna offered no reply. Killing was supposedly her trade, killing time her current chore, but in truth, she had begun to find Mia's single-mindedness a trifle tiresome, not to mention frightening. As if picking this thought up, Mia said,
"I am what I am, and I am content with it. If others are not, what's that to me? Spit on him."
Spoken like Detta Walker at her feistiest, Susanna thought, but made no reply. It seemed safer to remain quiet. After a pause, Mia went on.
"Yet I'd be lying if I didn't say that being here brings back certain memories. Yar."
And unexpectedly, she laughed. Just as unexpectedly, the sound was beautiful and melodic.
"Tell your tale," Susanna said. "This time, tell me all of it. We have time before the labor starts again."
"Do you say so?"
"I do. Tell me."
For a few moments, Mia just looked out at the street with its dusty cover of Agen and its air of sad and ancient abandonment. As Susanna waited for story time to commence, she for the first time became aware of the still, shadeless quality to Fedic. She could see everything very well, and there was no moon in the sky as on the castle Allure, but she still hesitated to call this daytime.
"It's no time," a voice inside her whispered. She knew not whose. "This is a place between, Susanna. A place where shadows are cancelled and time holds its breath."
Then Mia told her tale. It was shorter than Susanna had expected, shorter than she wanted, given Eddie's abjuration to burn up the day, but it explained a great deal. More, actually, than Susanna had hoped for. She listened with growing rage, and why not? She had been more than raped that day in the Ring of Stones and Bones, it seemed. She had been robbed as well, the strangest robbery to which any woman had ever been subject. And it was still going on. 11.
"Look out there, may it do you fine," said the big-bellied woman sitting beside Susanna on the boardwalk. "Look out and see Mia before she gained her name."
Susanna looked into the street. At first, she saw nothing but a cast-off wagon wheel, a splintered and long dry watering trough, and a starry silver thing that looked like the lost rowel from some cowpoke spur. Then, slowly, a misty figure formed. It was that of a nude woman. Her beauty was blinding. Even before she had come fully into view, Susanna knew that. Her age was any. Her black hair brushed her shoulders. Her belly was flat, her navel a cunning cup into which any man who ever loved women would be happy to dip his tongue. Susanna, or perhaps it was Detta, thought, "Hell, I could dip my own." Hidden between the ghost woman's thighs was a cunning cleft. Here was a different tidal pull.
"That's me when I came here," said the pregnant version
sitting beside Susanna. She spoke almost like a woman who is showing slides of her vacation. "That's me at the Grand Canyon. That's me in Seattle. That's me at Grand Coulee Dam. That's me on the Fedic High Street. Do it, please you."